News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary, bringing you the latest developments from India's unexplored Northeast region. It's Vivinita with my co-host Gia Bell.
Today, we bring to you an interview with Mr. Hong Jong, president of Team Better Dimapur. Wherein, he talks about how this passionate group is transforming Dimapur town through innovative projects and community engagement. We will also bring a report on induced breeding of sarang catfish in Manipur. And in our new segment, Enchanting Folk Tales of Northeast India, we delve into the captivating world of Northeastern folklore, unearthing tales that have been passed down through generations, revealing the magic and wonder of Northeast India's storytelling tradition.
But for now, let's go over to Assam, where our correspondent Manas Kateem Sharma files a report on the flood situation in the state.
A flood situation in Assam is still grim, and nearly 12 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods in Assam. The Upper Assam districts are largely affected, though there are reports of flood in some parts of Lower Assam. Government of Assam is putting all out efforts for the flooded people for the relief and rescue works. Chief Minister of Assam, Himanta Biswa Sarma, yesterday held a review meeting with all the deputy commissioners to video conference, and he directed all the concerned officials to put all out efforts for the relief measures as well as rescue works wherever required. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal has also visited parts of Upper Assam, including Dibrugarh yesterday, to take stock of the situation. Several MPs, MLAs and senior government officials are around the clock keeping an eye on the flood situation. Secondly, rescue and relief works by various agencies, including NDRF and SDRF, have been put in place, and thousands of people have been shifted to temporary relief camps that are being run by the district administrations. Relief materials, including essential food items, are also being provided to the flood-affected people. Regarding the wildlife, as you know, the World Heritage Site Kaziranga National Park is also under floodwaters, and so far, 8 to 9 hog deers have been drowned to death. And the park authority have also rescued several wild animals. 144, including the speed limit, has been imposed. The national highways that go across the Kaziranga National Parks to avoid death of the wild animals. As of now, district administrations are giving all-out efforts for the relief and rescue measures. And wherever necessary, they are providing relief materials.
In a significant development, the High Court of Tripura has marked the commencement of 3 new criminal laws, effective from the 1st of July. This follows a landmark judgment by Justice Arindam Lord, who directed the families of 2 drug peddlers to engage in an anti-drug campaign in a designated rural area, reminiscent of a community service provision under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. The laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam, has spurred widespread awareness campaigns across the state. For more insight, let's turn to our correspondent Kunal Shinde in Agartala.
The High Court, deferring its judgment on the bail plea of 2 drug accused, directed their families to lead an anti-drug campaign. The court asked the police to take photography of the anti-drug campaign by the families and submit before the court. Common people find this instruction as a unique one, as it came in the line of provision of community service for the accused as per the new criminal law. Recently, a media workshop, Vartalap, on 3 new criminal laws was organized by the Press Information Bureau, Agartala. Therein, law students and media persons had interactions with top experts from police and legal sectors. In the Vartalap program, Advocate General Siddharth Shankar Day pointed out that the new laws have been framed for the necessity of Indian people and made by the Indians, not like the one designed for ruling the subjects by the colonial rulers.
1st July is a day to repent and a day to rejoice for me. It took us 75 years to frame a law by ourselves, for ourselves. the criminal jurisprudence is no more a law of the ruler for the ruled. The entire view of the criminal justice delivery system was retributive. Today, the entire system is turning towards reformism.
The Director General of Police Intelligence, Mr. Anurag, said the new laws focused on zero FIR and EFIR and also bring advantage for Nyay Vichar instead of eyeing on ordering only punishment.
Basic idea behind these laws is that the idea is to provide justice and not punishment to accused. And justice includes victim, accused and society. For the first time, provision of zero FIR has been made. Zero FIR is that you can file FIR from anywhere in the country. You need not go to the concerned police station. Then EFIR, it is not that physically you need to go. You can also send through email or any other electronic mode your FIR or your complaint. And further action will be taken by the concerned police station in accordance with the provisions of Nagrik Suraksha Samhita.
This is noted that the Tripura government has imparted training to around 3,010 officials from various departments such as police, law and forensic science wing to get them adapted with the new criminal laws. Also, over 500 health officials and 82 personnel from Crime and Criminal Tracking Network and Systems, CCTNS, were provided training. For Northeast Diary, this is Kunal Shinde from Agartala.
In Manipur, fish curry holds a special place as a satisfying and nutritious staple food. Among the variety of fishes cherished by the locals, Wallago Attu stands out, often featured in religious feasts and festivals. Despite its popularity, the production of Wallago Attu has historically lagged behind demands in Manipur. However, a significant milestone has been reached in the state's fisheries sector with the successful induction of breeding for Wallago Attu. For more on this development, we turn to our correspondent in Nepal, J.J. Pokchong.
Wallago Attu, also known as Sareng in Manipuri, is a freshwater catfish found in large freshwater lakes. The people of Manipur, especially Maitai community, like this fish for its unique taste and being used in religious ceremonies. However, the fish is imported in bulk from other states as local sareng are extinct from Lokak Lake and its other associated lakes. Huge amounts of money are spent every year to import sareng from other states. But under the initiative of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, many local farmers have successfully reared sareng in valley area since last year. The government has procured thousands of sareng fingerling from various parts of the country and distributed them to the local fish farmers. Recently, fish farmers in association with the official of the State Department of Fisheries successfully performed induced breeding of sareng using indigenous technical knowledge combined with scientific expertise. Speaking to Northeast Diary, Haikrujam Balkrishna, Director of Fisheries Department Manipur, said that sareng has vanished from Loktak Lake due to changes in environmental conditions. However, the government has joined hands together with the farmers to carry out induced breeding and make it available locally and cut down import of sareng seeds from outside state. He said,
under my leadership as the Director of the Department of Fisheries Manipur, we have introduced revival of sareng in Manipur by importing sareng fish seeds from Bangladesh and the neighboring Myanmar. And in consultation and association with the progressive fish farmers who have started the rearing of sareng in their, or culturing of sareng in their farm ponds, we have joined hands together to carry out induced breeding of sareng seeds to make it available locally and cut down or rather stop import of sareng seed from outside the state. Very fortunately, our painstaking task and effort paid its rich dividends on 22nd of June 2024 recently when one progressive farmer, Mr. Popeshwar, along with his team of fish farmers have performed induced breeding of sareng seed successfully. After this success, the larva of sareng survived and so far till date 531 numbers of Sareng cysts are still active and surviving. And this shows it, the technological know-how and the scientific experience of breeding Sareng and also culturing them in our farm ponds has been achieved. And this is a major breakthrough.
The popularity of local Sareng fish motivated both the farmers and the official of the fishery department to explore ways and means to propagate seeds and perform induced breeding. Thus, a chapter has started for high production of this kind of fish in Manipur in the coming year. Jijit Hoksom, Akashvani News, North East Diary, Imphal.
Enchanting folktales of Northeast India. Folks, today we bring you a captivating Khasi folktale from the heart of Meghalaya, a story resonating with the enduring themes of friendship and sacrifice. Set against the backdrop of the Khasi tribe, it explores profound aspects of life, philosophy, moral ethics and beliefs. Within this narrative, we discover how two friends, despite different backgrounds, exemplify the beauty of hospitality.
In their world, the true measure of generosity isn't found in lavish feasts or grand gifts, but in simple offerings like a piece of betel nut, a betel leaf, tobacco, a gesture that symbolizes deep bonds of love, friendship and equality.
Since time immemorial, the Khasi society has had its own literature, which is often revealed in the form of poetry or kipawar, myths and legendary folklore, which have been transmitted over the ages through oral transmission. Until the birth of the written form of language, the children, nieces and nephews, grandchildren would all gather around the fireplace at the hearth to listen to these wonderful tales, mostly to the accompaniment of a musical stringed instrument called Kaduitara. Ukwai is the folklore of the betel nut or the areca nut and betel leaf. This folklore in its entirety focuses on mainly the attitude and belief of the Khasis. The play brings home the belief that whatever be the difference, love, respect and friendship can flourish between or among people, and the betel nut and leaf is a symbol of that love, friendship and respect. It brings people together on the same foothold.
One evening, a young couple, Kirmen and Kinjai, ponder on how life was rather unfair to each individual. Kirmen discussed this with his beautiful wife, Kinjai.
People are going through bad times in life. Even my good master is not spared. His business is declining and he is facing financial difficulties. It is not fair. He doesn't deserve this. Nick, why, he is such a generous but humble soul. You know what? He treats me as an equal, not just a mere carpenter in his house.
Yes, that's true. He is such a noble creature.
Kirmen could not keep back his pain.
Oh, Kinjai, I am ashamed. Really, really ashamed.
Ashamed? Why?
Well, you see, my dear, my master has invited me to join him for meals on countable number of times. Yet, do you remember, has there ever been a single time that I have ever invited him over simply to show him how grateful I am for all that he has done?
I'm sure that day will surely come.
At work, Kirmen puts his heart and mind in whatever he does. His master has observed him and compliments his dedication.
My dear friend, for the past months, I've realized that I've grown fully dependent on you. And you have yourself an honest and hard-working man, and capable too.
Well, it proves, I suppose, then, that I am a man who speaks no evil.
Oh, well, it also proves that I am a man who does no evil.
You have earned my love and respect, and I hope this bond will grow stronger day by day.
Yes, yes, I pray and I hope to. You know what, Nick? I and my wife, Kinjai, you know, we will be pleased to have you at our house for dinner.
Yes, I shall be very glad indeed to join you.
The day that both Kinjai and Kirmen have been longing for arrives. Nick knocks at the door and is invited in by Kirmen.
Where is Kinjai?
Oh, don't worry. She's busy in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, Kinjai struggles to prepare dinner for her guests, yet fails to do so, since there is no food at home. Making every effort to request her neighbors for food, all turned her down.
Oh, Kirmen, there is no food in the house to prepare. I have asked for help, but got none.
Kirmen, in shame and agony, paces up and down the kitchen.
What? What, Kinjai? No food? Oh, this is such a shame, a shame. I mean, I've earned a very good friend, yet I cannot offer him even one decent meal. Oh, what a life. What a life.
Out of frustration, he takes the sword that lay in the kitchen and stabs himself.
Kirmen! Kirmen! Kirmen, wake up! Kirmen, wake up! Don't leave me! Don't leave me, Kirmen! Don't you remember? Till death do us part. But death cannot tear us apart.
Nick, meanwhile, awaits. Yet he cannot shake this eerie feeling and goes into the kitchen. Amazed at the sight of his friend and his wife, both laying dead, with blood smeared all over, he is bewildered. He tries to comprehend as to what could have been the reason for this bloody act. His eyes catches the empty pot, and intense pain grips his soul. He kneels beside the bodies, for he knew that the reason for their deed was simply because they had no food to offer him.
You have dishonored a friendship. You have failed to see that our love is more important than anything in the world. How can I live with this pain? You have sacrificed your life for me.
He takes the same sword, smeared with his friend's blood, and stabs himself. The night was cold and wet. It seems nature was mourning for the loss of the two friends. An escaped convict, cold and famished, sees the small house without a sound to be heard, sees this as a good opportunity to take rest. He forces himself in, and without giving any thought, he sees a bed in the corner of the living room and jumps into it. He falls fast asleep. For the next morning, he wakes up and goes into Kirmen's kitchen. His foot hits something soft. He looks down, shocked at his unlucky fortune. He ponders.
No, no, what a cruel reality. Can I get out of this place unseen? No, this is not possible. Someone will surely see me, and I will not be able to justify myself. After all, I am a convict.
Seeing no way of escape, he paces up and down and finally decides to end his life. He takes the sword and kills himself and cries in satisfaction.
Ah, I am free. I am free.
Darkness has descended and death levels them on the same ground. A new dawn. A ray of hope wakes over the horizon for the poorest of men, like Kirmen, to entertain his guests not by luxurious food or bloody death, but with something for satisfying a piece of betel nut and betel leaf. Hence, the betel nut, the betel leaf, and Udumasla are symbols of love, friendship, and equality, despite worldly differences. in the land of Uhinyotrep, Uhinyoskum, the Khasis of Meghalaya.
These tales can be compared to a small seed that grew up to become a big tree, a tree which provides shade if we rest under it. These folklores also tell us that the Khasi society is no lesser than the rest when it comes to defining the system and culture that it practices. Literature has been there right from the birth of the society itself. Every legendary folk tale not only reflects the culture of the Khasi society, but they also serve as a means to understand the depth of our own being as we quest for righteousness along the path of our journey in life. We learn about the importance of divinity in heart, mind, body, and soul.
Now, we bring an exclusive interview with Mr. Hongjong, president of Team Better Dimapur.
Team Better Dimapur is a group of dedicated individuals passionate about enhancing Dimapur town. Their impactful initiatives include covering 8 garbage vulnerable points into parks and vertical gardens. Moreover, they have planted approximately 2,500 trees throughout Dimapur town and adorned the sidewalks of the Dimapur flyover with vibrant paintings. Currently, they are actively involved in a new initiative aimed at eliminating multi-layered plastic and single-use plastics from the area.
Stay tuned as we delve into their journey and achievements with Mr. Hongjong, president of Team Better Dimapur, who will be sharing insights with our correspondent, Tame Surnela.
Dimapur is the largest city and municipality in Nagaland with a population of 1,22,834. The city is the main gateway and commercial center of Nagaland, but with larger population comes a greater challenge of keeping the city clean. And so Team Better Dimapur was formed with an objective to beautify and clean the town. Today we have the president of the team, Mr. Monjan Lotha, a government teacher by profession, who is here to talk with us about some of the initiatives and the projects that the team have undertaken.
So, Mr. Monjan, when did the team form?
The team was formed in 2013, where there was 5-6 groups were involved, like Eco Finance, Green Team, Team Team, Can Youth. There were so many groups involved in this activity. So we thought, why not we make it a one group instead of having so many groups. So in 2017, we officially launched this name as Team Better Dimapur.
Okay. So how many of you are involved in the team as of now?
We have 19 core team, okay. 30 members. Okay. Then we have community participation like schools, colleges, churches. It will be more than 100. So actively, the work is not done by only Team Better Dimapur around the town. We invite community service also, and churches also, schools also, and there are so many organizations and samaj also. They used to collaborate with us. That's how we work.
Would you mind sharing with us some of the initiatives that the team has done?
Our activity is mostly concentrating on beautification of Dimapur. So we are mostly dealing with cleaning of cities, painting of dividers, flyovers, planting trees, flowers, maintenance, and that's how we work out.
As you have mentioned, your team has done quite a lot of work in the town. So how would you say it has impacted the town?
Yes, I would say at least we have done something. Not in a big way, but we have started something which has impacted a lot in the mindset especially. So now people are talking about Dimapur. Now people are talking about vertical garden. Now people are supposed to give an example of vertical garden one where we have structured with a nameplate, I love Dimapur. Where people have started coming and taking pictures over there, spending time with their families in the evening. And they realize that something is there in Dimapur, which Team Better Dimapur has made a good impact. So the actual outcome can only be known by the comment of the common people. So they have given a good witness to us also that you guys are doing a great job.
You have shared many stories with me before we have started the interview, so if you can share some of such inspiring stories that you have faced while undergoing a project to our listeners also.
Yeah, we had a very good experience in some of the places where we did our process and all. So one incident was during our COVID. So we were pending the dividers. So there was one local auto driver. He just stopped by. He said, you know, what are you guys doing? He said, we are a team and we used to tend this divider and all, dividers and all for distribution of Zimbabwe. And he said he'd like to donate something. We were really enlightened and we see, you know, we could not even react what he was trying to say. So he took out 200 rupees from his pocket and he said, I earned today only 260 rupees, but out of 260 rupees, 200 is donated to Team Better Zimbabwe. Yes, like, you know, the amount might be very small, 200 is nothing, but the heart here for the team, it was very inspiring for us. And there are also some good experiences we had, you know, people always give us water, juice, and so many, you know, kind of refreshment during our work and project. I'm sure there are so many people who criticize also. But there are good people at the other side of the story where they have inspired us so much.
So, what are the upcoming projects in your...
Right now we are doing a project of MLP, that is multi-layer plastic, dealing with single-use plastic, how to mitigate and how to do away with that.
You have been around for, I think, 10 years now.
Yeah.
I'm sure you plan to continue. So what are your future plans for the team?
Our team is like soldiers in a border. So we don't have plans, but our eyes and our ears on top. Whenever it's needed for any kind of mitigation in the city, or any kind of project. So it's like our team is, what happens is in the future, we don't plan such a thing, but we also look for an opportunity. But if the department can give us an opportunity, then we build something in the city for beautification. Otherwise, the normal thing is, normal routine is we do maintenance, and we do our normal social work, and we do the daily services.
And any message you have for our listeners?
Yes, this is all the listeners, because our world has become a global village, and this global village needs to be protected. We need to love our nature, we need to take care of surrounding us, which is surrounding us. So, and the best thing I would say is, you start from your own kitchen. Start having the sense of keeping your clean surrounding. Then, you look out and you step out from your home. Then your neighbors is there. After your neighbor, your colony, then your city, then your state, then your country. So, having that sense of, you know, cleanliness, having the sense of social responsibility, your responsibility, it's not something that you have to do, but it's like you are giving back to the society, you are giving back to the nature. So I would like to appeal to each and every one of us, let's have a sense of keeping our city clean, so that for better change, for better future, for better generation.
You just heard an interview with President of Team Better Zimbabwe, Mr. Hong Jong. He was being interviewed by James Lee.
And now listen to this soulful mezzo song, Do Hey Sam, performed by Young Fella and Mary Dongli. With this, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Till then, goodbye. It's me, Vinita.
And it's me, Jia Behel. Signing off.
Bye-bye.
This program was produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.